Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, and I believe we're five. I think it's three, ain't it? 5/3/2024. I believe so. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all your prayers out there, and I pray that you would continue to help me with the prayer if you can, please. And I thank especially the Allegheny Gang. I thank the Nunemakers. And then the Nunemakers have said that there's prayer going up around the world in the Indochina. And I just want to say right now that a lot of people have helped get Bibles and songbooks to them. And now they're praying, I guess, for me as well over there. And I would tell you one more time, if you would like to help the Nunemakers, that's Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, that's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a whole mess here, I believe, do we not? We've got the all of the salmon, millions of salmon now. We talked about the bees up in Albany, New York, and the beehives set on fire. And that's millions of bees. Now we've got in, let's see, I think I've got it here. Got the story right here. System malfunction leads to death of 1 million salmon in Skagit County Hatchery in Skagit County, Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, this destruction of the food chain. Destruction of the food chain. And I would say this. Burlington, Washington, more than 1 million Chinook salmon died following a major mechanical failure at a hatchery in Skagit County. The incident happened Monday at the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. According to WDFW, flooding from the nearby Samish River caused by clogging to a water intake screen at the factory. As a result, fresh water was continually depleted for several hours. Now, I tell you what, you might find that you could have a scenario where you have somebody not paying attention, or you've got a cyber attack from the Red Chinese or the Russian. And I would tell you, that is what's going on. That is what's going on. And we're hearing all kind of stuff from all over. The Russians apparently have hit in Germany a factory that makes a certain type of weaponry or a certain type of ammo. And I believe I've got it down here too. Let's see. Defense Industrial Company is on fire in Berlin. The company is the main contractor for the IRIS-T production program and ammunition for this type of air defense. The fire is no coincidence. It's targeted attack on Germany. Scholz has refused to send Taurus missiles to Russia because he believed he would somehow lead to a de-escalation. Scholz has analyzed the situation completely wrong. Scholz looks like a clown now. World at War. I'll tell you what, we're about ready to go to it. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to do everything you possibly can to prepare. Possibly can to prepare for it, because I will say this. Ah, boy. We're going to go wild weasel pretty quick. SteveQuayle.com. But the Quayle stated 20 years ago that infectious diseases would be by humans infected or infectons with bioweapons would be loosed in the United States. But the Quayle called them infectons. And he's exactly right. Long Beach declares health emergency, tuberculosis outbreak. One person dead and many, many with the disease. I believe in Niger. U.S. and Russia about ready to go at it. And all over the world, we're starting to see, ladies and gentlemen, what we've warned about for years. American Special Forces units have been based in Niger for some 11 years and carrying out counterterrorism operations against Islamic jihadists. But now the Russians and U.S. troops stand on the brink of major confrontation after being forced to share the same barracks in an African country. Soldiers have been operating out of a military camp known as Airbase 101, providing support to the Niger government. Nigerians brought in the Russians. I think they would like to get rid of the Americans. Because I'll tell you what, they're going to be part of the BRICS. British Foreign Secretary says Ukraine can use British missiles against Russian territory. Well, Russia then says that we'll probably level the Brits. Anyway, massive escalation a part of the UK may be the linchpin for Russia to declare Britain a dime a combatant. If person A provides a gun to person B, and person B is from Al Turner's sight, use the gun to shoot person C, then person A facilitated the effect or the attack and is an accusatory accessory before the fact. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for deep doo-doo pretty quick. Biden doesn't know what he's up to. They got Trump tied up in court and three more courts. Thank you, TK, for continued prayer. Doctors ordered to euthanize millions of vaccinated patients to cover up disturbing side effects. Very interesting. Brother Quayle's got that on his site. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. The wild weasel's about to roam pretty quick. And I tell you, you're not seeing it. The stock market seems to be up a little bit, you know. But it's only up 1%, even all the amount that they went up. Gold is down. They're suppressing gold. 20.04.22. You better buy all you can get. 26.63 for silver. platinum, 966.34, $5.60 up. You can call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his capable, wonderful manager for years, or you get Tyler or anybody else, have them get you some precious metals quick. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know when it's going to really pop, but it's going to pop. I talked to you about the book last night by Dr. Russell L. Blaylock, and I would urge anybody to get this book. Most up-to-date research, the most up-to-date research on how to combat cancer at every stage, reduce the side effects of treatments, traditional treatments, heal your body and mind through the right combination of diet and nutrition, boost your immune system, increase energy and relieve depression. Revised and updated natural strategies for cancer patients, Russell Blaylock, BLAYLOCK, MD. And I'll tell you what, the bioflavonoids are some of the key stuff. And major cancer fuels are sugars and all kind of stuff like that. So even though some of the bioflavonoids are in some of the fruits, they're also in the vegetables. And you can get them as supplements. Turmeric has curcumin. Quercetins and onions. And other items. But you can also get quercetin as a supplement. Those two right there. Curcumin, which is in turmeric. And it's not just one or two things. You got to get Blaylock's book and read if you have existing cancer. The number of the curcumins you or the turmeric you should take. I'm not going to say that other than Blaylock will tell you what he recommends as an MD. And also the quercetin, the same thing. But apparently they will kill cancer cells. These are natural substances. And they will also assist traditional treatments to kill the cancer cells. But at the same time, they also help to protect the normal cell structures. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that book, I urge everybody to get it, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. But it will also tell you how to combat cancer at every stage, reduce the side effects of treatments, heal your body and mind through the right combination of diet and nutrition, boost your immune system. So even if you don't have cancer, it's excellent for you. Oh, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, how long I can even stay on tonight. Some nights I can't hardly do anything. And tonight's one of those nights. Oh, this is interesting. Let's see here. Going back to some of my emails. Yeah, TK, yep. By his stripes we are healed. Yes, sir. Roger that, Brother TK. The DEFCON level warning. Let's see what this is all about. At 5:58 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, 2024, unconfirmed reports that a U.S. base was attacked in the Omar oil field in eastern Syria. Iranian and Russian state-run media reporting 7 missiles at the U.S. base in the Omar oil field in eastern Syria. So we got a little uptake here, and you better watch it, because the attacks may have already started. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have sufficient food, you need to go out tonight and get some. If nothing else, get canned goods, long-term storage food. You can go to Cabela's or the Bass Pro or Shields or any of the different places, Academy, some of the Walmarts, and you can get long-term storage food. You can also get all kind of canned goods. And I'm telling you, a can of Chunky Soup, a can of Denny Moore, ration for a day. Ration for a day. Oh, thank you for all your prayers, people out there. Scott, all the different ones. MCS, God bless you over there, I'll tell you. And to all the people across the United States who over the years, almost 20 years, I can see out in the field. And I can tell you that you'd better be looking into that basement shelter or that garage shelter. Or if you've got one and you got a bug out location, you got a cabin or something there, look for it being in a bug out location. But you've got to have something. You got to have an earthen shelter or some kind of a deal. Take a look at putting in the corner of your basement. You can do nothing but get some plywood, 3/4-inch plywood. Put some runners along the edges, make it a U-shape. Stack them up against the wall and put bricks or concrete blocks up there. You can stack up any old furniture. You can stack up if you've got a lot of long-term storage food or dehydrated or mountain house or freeze-dried, whatever. Or any buckets of food. Stack them up and you can get behind those. 3 feet of dirt, 2 feet of concrete. That's the keys. If you've got water barrels, put the water barrels. And if you don't, you better get you some water barrels or water blocks and stack them up. I am urging you straightforwardly to prepare for what will become a world war. Jesus said, I read it last night, wars, rumors of wars, nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilence. That's the bioweapons too, of the pestilences. Earthquakes in diverse places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Beginning of sorrows, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you go to Bruce? Will you go to Bruce and will you heal him? Will you touch him, Lord Jesus? Will you go to Ronnie and touch him? Will you go to the old Allegheny gang? Will you go to the all the people who we prayed for over the years? And Lord, you know the others, Lord. And Lord, if you can come and touch me, if you can come and touch me, I pray that you will remove my cancer and provide a medical miracle, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance has posted at 7 p.m. on Friday. That's Eastern Time, or excuse me. Yeah, no, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Patriot Air Defense System debuts at former air base in the Philippines. So that they're starting to get ready. Ukraine wants Patriots. All right. Everybody wants the Patriot missiles because this thing is going to be a wild weasel. Going to be wild weasel. Oh, man, oh, man. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get a catch a breath. So I tell you what, the National Guard base, I just got some info out of Pennsylvania. A certain National Guard base from Mr. SP. Mr. S and Mr. P, okay? Out of Pennsylvania. Say your prayers, brother. The local National Guard base just got Stryker vehicles. And they've got them out. It looks like it's ready for martial law. Yeah, I would say that we have an attack on the United States. Or if the EMP or the power grid goes down, which is what I always have said they'd probably try to do. And then you're going to have martial law. I want to take a look at the Mimic, see what we got going on yet. Mimic is still being juiced. The big amount of power being put out, and that's MIMIC-TPW version 2. The weather control is really going on. And that stuff's coming into the West Coast. I'm going to take a look at the other domains. I'm looking at North American domain, but I'd like to look at the global perhaps and see what we got. Global 180. Looks like there's a lot of stuff going on, particularly in and around Africa, the Middle East, and on into China. And did you see what where Red China Joe insulted the Japanese, saying they're xenophobic? Well, I tell you what, there are the few allies over there, but they're going to have to defend themselves, and the Red Chinese. We're on the break, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. We're on the brink of this whole bit going up. They're starting to get it on TV. Starting to get it. Red Bear, different ones, starting to get it. Consequently, they're not necessarily saying it to you, but you got to read between the lines. Got to read between the lines. I would account that suspected arson at the Portland Police Training Facility. At least 50 patrol cars, that's a terrorist event. I told you about that last night. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to say. Other than that, after all the up and down the stock market, we're only up about 1% on the Dow. After all the going up. The trickle of companies leaving China is becoming a flood. Well, that right there is telling you something. The Chinese are getting ready to go for Taiwan. And then the Democratic congressman, Cuellar from Texas, they've gone after him, the DOJ. He's the most conservative Democrat. And if the DOJ wants to do something, they ought to go and investigate every dadgum senator, every congressman, and they would find similar stuff. And I'm not saying that that's good. I'm just saying that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That is the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, I've been in politics and I got out of politics because of what I saw firsthand. You're going to see everything start to go wild weasel. And Biden's going to raise taxes. He's getting rid of the Trump tax cuts. Raising taxes. And the inflation keeps going wild up and down. Don't go up and down. It just goes up. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am just about had it tonight, almost. I'm going to try to stick on here a little bit longer. And I'm sorry that I have a thing, but I'll tell you, if you'd like to keep old Hawk on the air and keep me swinging against the Lucys, I pray that you would help me any way you can. It is most needed and welcome. Easiest. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Check or money order, make it out to Hawk. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. I do need the help and assistance on it, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully I can continue on and stay on. And keep doing it, and my voice can come back. Oh, boy, oh, boy. If you would just simply look at SteveQuayle.com, I think you would find some quite interesting things in the stories. U.S. jets are intercepting Russian nuclear bombers near Alaska. 7:19 a.m. on this Friday, okay? Putin seems to want to push U.S. buttons by having his bombers fly exceptionally close to U.S. territories. U.S. fighter jets scrambled to intercept two Russian Tupolev 95MS nuclear bombers during an 11-hour mission. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, TK, for sending that up to me. And oh, man, oh, man. Intel warns of possible Taiwan invasion from Russia and China. I'll tell you what, we've warned about this quite some time. Yemen will attack all commercial ships. U.S. Civil Defense News. The Houthis forces have declared they will destroy all ships in the Mediterranean Sea going to or near Israel. New Russian allies are on the offensive as well. Gonna go to World War, ladies and gentlemen. War, rumors of wars. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know. Power in the blood of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I'll tell you what. Lord Jesus, there are so many good people in this audience out there over the years that have listened for many years, and some of them have listened just a little bit. Yeah, to my Allegheny boy, you'll love that book. You'll need that book. Okay. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Russell L. Blaylock, MD. Everybody ought to get that book for themselves. I have it. Don't send one to me because I've already got it. But anybody that you know, give one of those to them. Yes. Hawk 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And God bless Dave and Debbie Nunemaker and all the work they've done in Indochina and throughout Asia. And God bless the mountain yards and the villages all along the mountains. Thank you for your prayers. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will do wonderful things for you as you're building your churches and you're booming your house churches. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for all your prayers. And may you prepare as well for what you know has been the war and will return once again. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you there, Utah Orca. It says, may the healing light of Jesus lift you up high in healing. Thank you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. And I will tell you that I've been thinking more and more about the preparation thing. And I tell you what, it's the key again right now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have the food to eat or the water purification equipment or the water stored, you need water storage to be stored. You need firearms and ammunition and plenty of it. Because somebody's going to come down your block. And they're going to want your food. And I would tell you, I would not give it to them. And that somebody might be Red Chinese. It might be whoever. The U.S. government, the military. Whoever it might be. Martial law. Could be the Palestinians. Yeah, TheGuardian.com has the article up on it, by the way. Russian troops enter airbase in Niger where U.S. soldiers are stationed. It's TheGuardian.com/world in the article. Thank you, Gladys. I don't know if... I would tell you other than... Solzhenitsyn's front porch. You got nothing left to lose, you see. And how we burn in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security apparatus or operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive. And had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with the terror at every bang of the downstairs door. And every step on the staircase, but it had understood. They had nothing left to lose. And it set up, boldly set up in the downstairs, an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the Kherson machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation that we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. The Third World War is beginning, has begun. Third World War has begun. most of the stuff you get on Amazon these days, and it comes pretty quick. Books are like that. Vitamins, minerals, bioflavonoids are like that too. Oh boy, DEFCON news. When the Obama-Biden regime is told it is not allowed to do something, it finds a way to do it. In this case, the disallowed act is flying alien invaders who are not admissible for asylum and putting them into migrant parole programs. The regime flies the inadmissible migrants into 50 cities and bypass the parole program. Department of Homeland Security, or human sacrifice, provided internal data to the House Homeland Security Committee, Republicans, after the committee issued a subpoena for the data. More than 50 cities in the United States have received hundreds of thousands of migrants flown in via the regime's controversial parole program for foreign nationalities. Over 80% of them were flown into four Florida airports. They're trying to flood Florida with the illegal migrants or immigrants. Nicaraguans, Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans. You're seeing the Chinese all over the place. Biden wants to bring in thousands and thousands of Palestinian refugees in spite of what's going on. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be prepared to defend yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to defend her. Old Sergeant Major Plumlee said, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. We were soldiers. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of the ladies are the ones that shoot the guns. Whereas a lot of the husbands these days shoot the golf clubs in some cases. Apparently, there's been a threat to the Navy. Let's just see what I got on this story here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm being sent a lot of stories because the world is at war. It really is. Oh, man, oh, man. Threat to U.S. Navy as the PLAAF fires air-launched ballistic missile. Yeah, threat to U.S. Navy PL. That's the People's Liberation Army Air Force. That's the Red Chinese. All right. Fires air launched ballistic missile. May 3rd, 2024. Video is circulating on social media about a Red Chinese bomber, H-6K, possibly releasing an air launched ballistic missile. Possibly a KD-21 or a YJ-21. And in what can be described as an unprecedented incident. China's cutting-edge aircraft carrier, the Fujian, has set sail. Joint Air Strike Defense Force. Does low scramble drills, admits tensions with China, Russia. Chinese J-20 emerges as a hot contender to replace refused GAE F-35s. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff going on. I can't read any more of this, ladies and gentlemen, because I just can't. I can already see some of these articles. And even though I'm on the internet, I can't see as good as I could. Can't see as good as I could, ladies and gentlemen. The Russians did a military strike on U.S.-supplied HIMARS launchers in the Ukraine. It's going on everywhere. Going on everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'll tell you what. The food riots, as I said yesterday from Clip Eyes Webbots, he said the food riots are going to be later this summer. And he also said that probably the space aliens, the aliens from space, are also going to be about that same time. You're going to be seeing a lot of it. The Russians have ordered the Americans to leave. That's emergency alert. Can't run that. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick with stevequayle.com and get his Alien and Artifacts Unleashed. Pre-order the DVD now. And I'll tell you also what. If you can get them and you can use them, get the grid power units. For the solar power units. Any kind of power thing you can get. And I know that there's not been as much sun in the mountains. God bless you over there, Gladys. We try to get the information out. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Fill up your cars and trucks with gasoline. Get extra gasoline tonight. Be ready to go. For anybody canned goods, if nothing else, is quick to go to the store to get. The grocery store, Costco, or Walmart, or whatever. But if you can also go and get long-term freeze-dried food or dehydrated foods, or you can store a lot more in a small place, then that is also good as well. But remember, you got to have water to reconstitute that. Make sure you've got it. Alexa Pure filters. Katadyn filters. Water filtration systems. British Birkfeld Celsin filters for the Berkey Lights. Or the Berkey Imperials. Or the Berkey Big Berkeys. The old filters were great. Ceramic filters with the carbon inside. They're good. Excellent quality. And if nothing else, you better have you a good pot to boil water in. And a gumbo pot to cook some good old stuff. Because I'm going to tell you what, all I got to say is about to ready to commence, if you know what I mean. All I got to say, laissez le bon temps rouler down there, sure. But I'm going to tell you what, the bad things get ready to come. The Russians, the Red Chinese, and the people and all of the leftists. And I tell you now, I heard Mama Luke Neil Cavuto. Who's a Mama Luke? Not a Cavuto, but he's a Mama Luke. Oh, well, we deny that. Well, I haven't seen the checks that George Soros cut for these things. Well, these organizations, his own Lajeunesse, of Fox News and others, have found the information out about who's been funding these Palestinian groups. Rockefeller Foundation. George Soros, his groups, and his son's groups, allegedly. All allegedly. But Cavuto says, well, I ain't seen no checks. Well, you're never going to see them checks, Cavuto. Because you're a Mama Luke. You're a goofy. You better go to Steve Quayle's Renaissance Precious Metals or call him at 406-586-4840. I don't know when I'm going to be on next week. I guess Thursday and Friday. And hopefully I am. But if I were not to be on, and if you were to hear anything about me, and I don't know, I'm at that point to where I cannot tell you how long I'll be around. And I would hope that that would not deter you from assisting me at this time in my time of need. I would hope that it wouldn't. And God bless all of you out there. To all the old people down in the war and soul drive. May God bless you. May God bless you down there. Road, track, little L. Say hi to your mom and daddy, because Lord Jesus loves you. Jarhead and your lady, God bless you. The Buffalo gals. And I tell you what, Liz Evenson, God bless you, Liz, up in the Uper. To Ben the Beagle, God bless you, Ben the Beagle. To all the Western Ironside shooters out in Western Kansas, God bless you. To all the Montanas, God bless you up there. RG and others. We're about ready to catch it, ladies and gentlemen. About ready to catch it, the United States and all over the world. So I'm going to tell you what. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You want to stand for the Lord Jesus. You want to stand for your family, your Bill of Rights. You really do. Oh, boy. You really do. Need to stand up, ladies and gentlemen. Because consequently, you're going to have to fight pretty quick to defend your family. God bless you, MCS. I'm trying to rest, but I got to do this show tonight because this is what I was recruited by the Archangel Michael to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what is to come and to warn them best as possible how to prepare for it. And I pray that you would continue to keep me on air and help me in any time of need I might have. And I've told you how to help me. You can also reach me, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Anything most needed and welcome. A card, a letter, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, Federal Reserve notes, a check, made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, money order, filled out properly, made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus bless you and keep you. May the mighty men and women of valor strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready out there. Mickey Lapua, stay on that optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. And if that don't work, you lay for him behind a tree, Mickey, and you come out with your hand to hand, which is second to none, Mickey. Second to none, buddy. Run a track, little L. God bless you. All the wonderful people out there, thank you for listening to the Old Hawk and keeping Old Hawk in the game against the Lucys. Because I'm still in it against the Lucys. I want to put the ball bat up against the Lucys' shins and up against his head. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And thanks to all those in Indochina for their prayers as well. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world.